said, I want Tittle. She said, I want Tittle. She said, I want Tittle.
Step right up and don't be shy. Because you will not believe your eyes. She's right here behind the glass. You're gonna like her because she's got class. You can look inside another world. You get to talk to a pretty girl. She's everything you dream about.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to Sports Byline, heard all over North America and on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide and streaming at sportsbyline.com. We're quite happy now to be joined by Anna Kournikova, famous in many ways, but she was on the professional tennis tour for a long time, a top 10 player, and she will be appearing at the Esurance Tennis Classic October 2nd and 3rd at the Harbor Point Tennis Club in Mill Valley. It's all for a good cause. How are you doing, Anna?
Hi, Rick. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And I think what a lot of people should know, if they don't know, is that you were a very, very good tennis player. And you beat you beat Groff. You beat Seles. You beat Davenport. You beat Hingis. You beat Arantxa Sánchez Vicario. It goes on and on. Do you sometimes have to...
You did your research. That's so nice.
Well, I'm a tennis fan. Did you have to sometimes remind people that, yes, you were a very good player?
Well, you know, for me, it's always been the most important is that I know what I have achieved, what I have accomplished, how far I've come from where I started. And, you know, true tennis fan, I don't have to explain to them my achievements. They know. And, you know, everybody else, every person is entitled to their own opinion, but as long as I know what I've achieved and the numbers, you know, don't lie. So I'm very, very happy and satisfied with my tennis career.
And you think about it, Anna, you're born in Moscow. By 10 years old, you're in Florida at Bolotari.
Yep.
And I read Agassi's book, and, you know, he had some problems there. It kind of sounded like organized mayhem, but you were successful there. Can you just tell us your experience in a nutshell about Nick's camp?
It's for me, it was just such an amazing change. You know, I was born in Soviet Union, like I said, in Moscow. It was Soviet Union back then, and it was very hard, conditions to train, to practice. I mean, we literally saw the sun 3 months out of the year. And then when I came to Florida, it was, you know, year-round. I had 70 tennis courts, unlimited tennis balls with actual hair on them, because in Russia we didn't really have, you know, we used the ball so much, they were bald.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a great, great experience. It was a great way for me to grow up. I mean, it was a lot of hard work and, 6 hours a day training and practicing. And Nick is an incredible, incredible person. I mean, he's like my second father, you know, and he can be very tough when he needs to be. But kids need that. Kids need discipline. Kids need direction. And, it was a great, great childhood. I was always surrounded with other kids, and I went to school, and it was a big, huge family. But, you know, it was a lot of hard work also.
Anna Kournikova has joined us here on Sports Byline. And, Anna, I know that your parents were both very sporty. Your father was a wrestler, and your mother was a great athlete as well. And I guess when you grow up in a family like that, athletics just comes as second nature to you?
For me, it kind of did. I was always the reason, you know, personally, like you said, my parents were athletes and they wanted me to be athletic and be in sports, but I was so hyper and driving them crazy that they needed, you know, for me to waste my energy even when I was a little kid. And, I'm just so grateful that they made me pick up sports. And that's what I love doing now also is, you know, I feel like with my name, I have a voice and I can really encourage the youth and the young kids to get involved into sports. And if it's tennis, that's great because that's my sport. But I love just promoting the healthy lifestyle, staying active, getting kids involved, especially nowadays with all the technology out there, with all the texting and emailing and video games. You know, you still gotta get out there, go on the street, play ball, you know, and things like that. And sports in general helps kids so much with development and leadership and teamwork and, you know, learning skills that you can use in life even if you don't become a professional tennis player. So for me, it's a great privilege to be promoting sports.
Now, Anna, what was it like when you're, you know, you're 15 years old and you're Wimbledon and you're the U.S. Open and, you know, you have a woman's body, but you're still a child and now everybody's taking pictures of you and saying, wow, you know, wow, look at her. Did you kind of think, what is going on here? I mean, is it flattering? Was it just completely overwhelming because you're still a kid?
Right. Well, the truth is, you know, back then I didn't even realize what the fuss was about. I always, you know, thought it was about my, you know, the tennis and that I was really young and playing and I was pretty good, you know. So, but now looking back, it is kind of weird, you know, looking back at a 15, 16-year-old kid, I would be like, you know, if I'm looking at other people now, I'm like, oh, my God, it's like a total child, you know. But I guess I got, you know, I got the attention because I was also playing good. You know, if I would be number 100 in the world, I don't think people would pay as much attention to me.
And you were, you know, more of a baseliner, not so much serve and volley. You remind me, your game reminded me a lot of Chris Evert. Did you look up to her when you were little?
Actually, no, not at all. My idols were Andre Agassi, who's an incredible, incredible person. Mm-hmm. Not only, you know, all the things he achieved on the court, but off the court. And he was like just huge for me, my idol. And the girls was Monica Seles, actually. And I did play baseline. I didn't serve in volley, but I was a very aggressive player. I would come to the net a lot, and my best results were in doubles where mm-hmm. you have to play volley. So I would say I was an old court player, and I loved creating things on the court. I got bored really easily. I still get bored. That's just my personality. You know, I get kind of, I don't like the monotone kind of just rallying. I always try to go for the crazy shot.
And we should stress that you did win Grand Slam titles as a doubles player. And I also understand that last year, congratulations are in due because you became an American citizen. And
I did. Thank you so much. I was so excited. And when I was in Iraq and Afghanistan for Christmas, it was like such a great, amazing feeling. I was there with the USO and supporting our troops. And, you know, I've been in America since I was 9 years old, so for almost 20 years. And it was just totally, you know, logical and normal step for me.
You know, you mentioned that, and believe me, the troops, I'm sure, very much appreciate that. But in a way, with the crazy tennis tour and how busy that is, you're almost more busy now with all your charities and everything else you do, aren't you?
Yes and no. Now it's, you know, I am very busy. I travel a lot. I travel every week or every couple of weeks. You know, but now it's just the trips that I take, they're a lot shorter, and I always come back home. Before, I would be on the road for 3 months at a time, you know, 10 months out of the year. So it's just a little different. I still travel a huge amount of time, but it's just, you know, shorter trips. And I love, you know, I love the things that I do now, being involved with the Boys and Girls Club, USO, and PSI, those three charities that I'm associated with. But, you know, I love traveling and supporting those causes. I love traveling and playing tennis tournaments and exhibitions. You know, I wouldn't do them if I wouldn't do these trips if I didn't have a great time and feel fulfilled with them.
A couple more questions for Anna Kournikova. Who do you like to watch now in the ladies' games? Is it maybe a Wozniacki or a Clijsters, the Williams sisters? Who are the ones that you stop and pay attention to?
I definitely love the style and the game of Kim Clijsters. Mm-hmm. I think she's got brilliant hands. She's a great all-around player. She can do it all. The new up-and-comer, like you said, kind of the new face is Caroline Wozniacki. She has a great game. I think she's going to be, you know, a force for many, many years to come. And, of course, you know, my friend Serena, she's been around for a long time. She's had an incredible career, and we kind of, you know, started off together, and she's still playing, which is amazing, you know, with how she's been able to sustain such a great result for such a long time. So those are the three people that I really, you know, enjoy watching. And of course, I'm friends with a lot of the Russian girls that are on the tour, so I would support and follow their results.
Now, Anna, how's your game? I mean, we're going to see you in Mill Valley here first weekend on October. How is it?
It's getting pretty good right now because I was a little injured a few months ago, but now I'm playing 4 times a week and work out the rest of the days. And I've been playing a lot of, actually, you know, the charity matches and exhibition matches in the last 4 months. So I actually feel really, really good, and my timing is back and everything. So I'm looking forward to being there and visit you guys. So,
well, that's the voice of Anna Kournikova, former top 10 player in the world, of course, world famous as well in other ways. And she will be at the Esurance Tennis Classic in Mill Valley. We'll give away some tickets after the break. That'll be October 2nd and 3rd. Anna, so, thank you so much for coming. We'll look forward to seeing you out there. And spasibo.
Oh, wow. Nice Russian. Thank you so much, Rick. I look forward to visiting you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Well, that was fun. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll continue the sports talk. And oh, yeah, there's one more thing I forgot to mention to Anna.